Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Along with my friend Chris Poston. There we go. Am I up? Just can't hear myself in my headphones. I think I'm... Can you hear me, Chris? There we go. Now, there we go. It's Eric Hansen along with my friend Chris Poston at the It's Your Turn event, Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center in the Old Bergners. We are out here and a well-oiled machine has already started for you to get your first Moderna shot, Chris, and then 28 days later, be done. Like, I'm proud to say all the folks at this table. You and I, Chris.
That's right.
And then our friend Stacey Brown, who we'll talk to in a bit.
That's right. Well, it's your turn. That's really the whole idea for today. It's if you've been waiting to get the COVID vaccine because just waiting for your turn because of people, you think that there's people out there that should get it before you. Well, the time is now. It is your turn. And the Knox County Health Department has teamed up with the Illinois Department of Public Health to host this four-day event here at the Knox what is this called again? It's the... I want to make sure I get it right.
No, it's all right. We're at the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. Actually, Chris, I know it's confusing. We're embedding in the Old Bergners right now, where we'd be in line for Bon Jovi tickets.
That's right.
20 years ago, but...
That's right. Today, there are people from all over the area who are coming in to get their first shot for the Moderna vaccine.
Yes.
And it's absolutely free. It's very convenient. It's socially distanced. It's safe. And it's going to help get our community back on track.
Kind of set up like a track in here, Chris. All the departments that you have to go to, you sign up, you go to the waiting center. And you can also go say hi to some friends and see some organizations just to get your shot in kind of a nice light atmosphere.
Here. They encouraged people to register this last week on their website. If you go to galesburg.info, keyword vaccine, that will take you to the registration site. It'll show all the times that are available for today. You can actually make an appointment so you don't have to wait, and it makes it more convenient. But walk-ins are welcome. If you just want to show up, it won't take that long for you to get your vaccine.
Yeah, first one today, and then 28 days later. I got mine, my second one on Thursday. How did yours go?
I had mine about a month ago, and I got my vaccine because people are talking about why did I get my vaccination? Why did I do it? Well, for me, my two reasons. My wife works in healthcare, and so it's important for her that she had her vaccine, that she's protecting the people that she cares for. She cares for senior citizens.
And then family members you want to see.
And my grandmother's 91 years old, and I got the vaccine because I want to protect her. She doesn't drive. I'm the only one that is her lifeline to the rest of the world to make sure she gets her prescription medication, her groceries, and just to see her. And so I wanted to make sure that she was protected. That's why I got vaccinated. So you may have your views about why or why not you're going to get vaccinated. But the fact is that when you do get vaccinated, you are helping people in this community. And collectively, together, we can get this thing turned around and hopefully end this thing and get back to normal.
Yep. And 3:30 until 3:30 today. If you can't come in today, you can come in on Sunday. Also Monday, I think we're going to be live out here giving you some reminders too. And then, Tuesday, the final day, or, schedule it at Walgreens or go anywhere else because they have vaccines. You're like, well, I don't want to go all the way out there. By the way, the buses, thanks to Galesburg Transit, Chris, that's free, for the next 4 days to get out here. If you need to jump on a bus, you're like, how am I going to get to Bergner's? Galesburg Transit helping out.
It's Your Turn vaccine event going on until 3:30 today. It's also going on tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday at the former Bergner's building here at the Sandberg Mall. Coming up here in this hour of Galesburg Live, we'll be talking with Will Barnes. Is that right?
Director of
Behavioral Services at the Knox County Health Department. Dan Harris is the board president for the Knox County Health Department. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll talk with our friend from Bridgeway, Stacey Brown, about the mental health impact of COVID-19 when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You can get there from here, and Dave is your guide. Listen to the Dave Ramsey Show weeknights at 6 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It is Galesburg Live. Eric Hansen, along with my friend Chris Poston and Stacey Brown here. We are at the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center, the former Bergner's. For the next 4 days, they are giving the first Moderna shot. And then 28 days later, you are vaccinated. It's your turn. 18 and up, Chris.
That's right. It's your turn. It's time to get this done. It's time to get back on track. It's time to get back to doing the things that we love to do. It's time to get back to large gatherings and not be worried. It's time for hugs and not worry if I can hug somebody. And it's not worrying if my grandmother, who's 91 years old, can't be around other people because she could get this thing.
So yeah.
It's time to get back to live concerts, Eric. And
it's
just time to get back to normal. And this has taken a huge mental toll on our entire country and the entire world.
Well,
and the effects are widespread.
On moms and dads, teens and young adults, seniors and nursing home residents, physicians and healthcare workers. And Stacey Brown's here, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway. And Stacey, you always have a smile on your face. I know COVID has affected your life somehow, but you're on the front lines and you got to kind of put your stuff aside sometimes to be there for other folks. By the way, we want to tell everybody, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It absolutely is, and today is May 1st.
Yeah.
This is the first day, and you should be thinking about your mental health all the time, but this month we just try to highlight it even more and push it out there.
What do we got to do to get substance abuse and mental health to not be a subject we don't want to talk about? Dirty words. How do we need to get that out there? And I know Chris and you got some projects in the community. Some things are already happening, bubbling up that people don't know about, but why is it? Why is it still something we're worried about?
That's the magic answer, isn't it? I wish I had that answer.
Yeah.
I would probably be rich.
You would.
I would be. But I don't know. You know, the stigma around it has been there for an incredibly long time. You know, and it's like when somebody gets a medical condition that's pretty significant in their life, what do we do as a community and friends and family?
We rally.
You know, we have food drives. We give money. We go see the family. But, you know, if somebody has to go into the hospital because of a mental health or substance use issue, we don't talk about it. We push it aside, and it's very hush-hush, and it's embarrassing for the family, and it just should not be that way. We need to equate mental health and physical health on the same level. It's got to be on the same playing field.
Yeah. It's 2021. When did you get into the business?
Oh, if I tell you that, then you're going to guess how old I am.
Have you seen growth, though?
I have been in the business for a very long time, and I have seen change. I think especially in the past 5 years, you know, we've really tried to push mental health first aid training because that really educates people, and it's everyone. We're not trying to train people who work in behavioral health. We're trying to train people in the communities, and it's great to have a group of people in training because a lot of people are like, well, my boss told me I have to come to this. I was voluntold to be here, and that's fine. Because as long as I got you in front of me, I'm okay. But by the end of the day, they're like, you know, yeah, this kind of pertains to people I see in my job every day, but I'm going to use this in my personal life too. This is so important.
Yeah.
Stacey Brown is from Bridgeway, our guest in this first hour of Galesburg Live. What is your role at Bridgeway, Stacey?
I'm the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services.
Okay.
So the mental health and substance use treatment programs that we have, I oversee those.
So COVID-19 hits, and people who are already having some issues with substance abuse, you've seen that suddenly it goes up to another level altogether.
I think it was very hard because when this started last March and then all the state restrictions came down, you know, everybody had to react incredibly quickly, mm-hmm. and nobody really knew what this was going to be like. So the thing that I think I'm more proud than anything about Bridgeway is we never stopped services. We found a way to give people what they needed the way they needed it. But we did see a big difference because people who I think wouldn't have normally sought out help or treatment, which everybody should, let me put that out there.
Because most of us are Superman. We're like, I got this.
Absolutely.
I can deal.
You know, I can handle this. I think it got to a level for people where they really didn't know how to handle what they were thinking and feeling. Mm. I mean, people were isolated. People were away from their families and didn't know how to handle that. And it really got to be too much.
Chris, I thought, and Stacey, I don't know how you feel about this, but I thought, okay, well, I don't have an older person. I don't have an older family member in a nursing home. I don't have a kid in school. Right. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a frontline worker. I felt like, man, I'm getting through this thing pretty.
Yeah.
But I had my moment too.
Exactly. Well, and because you can't, you know, do you go to the store? You know, how do I maneuver my daily life? I mean, yeah. I'm not supposed to be out. What do I do?
Yeah.
And it was weird.
And we're not around people. We're worried about what's going to happen. We're seeing the news media. It's telling us that, frankly, if we go outside or if we get around anybody else, we could die.
Yeah.
And so to cope, people turn to alcohol, drugs. And you've seen a spike in this.
And I think, you know, naturally people use substances as a coping mechanism,
sure.
Especially if you have some type of mental health issue.
Yeah.
You want to feel better. You got to find ways to do that. And that's a negative coping mechanism. But we did see people increase in trying to find ways to make themselves feel better. And
let's be honest. We all know that alcohol sales went through the roof.
Yes.
So on the other end of things that aren't on the shelves, those
right.
went through the roof too.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about heroin. We had been off mic talking about this. It was a problem in this area anyway.
Correct. And I think that, you know, people, we talk a lot about the opioid crisis in the United States. And when people think about that, they really primarily think about painkillers and
prescription drugs.
But when you can't find that and that's an issue for you, then a lot of those individuals will turn to heroin use specifically.
Well, that's your compulsion. You're going to find it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had a tough weekend a couple weekends ago with some heroin laced with fentanyl in the area, and we had some overdoses in this area. And so we're really trying to get the word out as much as we can and help individuals get help and seek treatment and do whatever we can to make people knowledgeable about what's going on.
Not only mental health spike, but drug use and seeking help for that has went up.
Absolutely.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
How do we get in touch with your services at Bridgeway?
All you got to do is call.
You don't need a referral or
that.
Okay.
Just call out there, 344-2323. Let us know what's going on. And, you know, we have a lot of great services in our community as a whole. And so there are things that we do very well. There are things that other people do very well. We're going to help people get to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as the biggest challenge that we have coming out of this as we start to get back together? How do we get back to once we've already gone, if that substance abuse and mental health issues have risen over this time, it's not just going to automatically go down when we all get back together again.
Right.
So what is the challenges that you and your team at Bridgeway face now?
I think the challenge will be that how do we help as many people as we can in that transition time?
Yeah.
Because there will be people who are, you know, coming out of this and want to get services who may only need something short term. And so, you know, we've got to be prepared for all of that. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the state of Illinois. We need staff just like the hospitals do. So, you know, I'm going to put a plug out for everybody that if you want to work in behavioral health, get out there. And now
I've seen the job postings for Bridgeway on Indeed.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Before you go, you've alluded and you've walked around this a couple times that being out there in the community and folks just that maybe that the community doesn't know where Bridgeway's at and that they're doing work out there in the community.
Yeah.
Talk about ROSK. Is it ROSK?
It's ROSC.
ROSC. Yes. Talk about
it. The ROSK Council is the Recovery Oriented System of Care.
Yeah.
And we have started this in our area in order to really help educate, train, make people understand that substance use is an issue in our communities, but also that recovery is so incredibly possible. And so our goal is to get our community together and just really start learning, educating, training, reaching out, and supporting our community to get rid of that stigma and understand that substance use is an issue and it's hard and people struggle with it, but there's another side to it and people can absolutely recover. And we want our community to come together as a team and work as a community to understand that.
Stacy, that's Stacy Brown, and Stacy is VP of Behavioral Health Health Services at Bridgeway. We got to get some news here pretty quick, Stacey.
Absolutely.
So thanks for being here today. But if folks want to be that extra arm where they can reach out, how do they get a hold of Bridgeway? And just, someone's listening right now, like,
yes,
I want to be a champion.
Yes,
for that.
And we want people in the community to be a part of it. It's not just people in substance use, people who work at the bank, who work at the grocery store, who live in this community. It's important to be a part of. So just call out to Bridgeway 344-2323. Tell them you want to be a part of the Ross Council.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
Stacey Brown from Bridgeway. Coming up after news, we'll have our friend Will Barnes from the Knox County Health Department Behavioral Services, right? And also Dan Harris is the president of the Knox County Health Department Board. It is the It's My Turn or It's Your Turn vaccine event going on today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday at the Knox County Unified Command Center at the former Bergner's here in Galesburg. Walk-ins are welcome, and you can get an appointment, though, by going to galesburg.info, keyword vaccine.
And, Chris, if you're across town and you're wondering how you're going to get out of here, Galesburg Transit will get you a bus ride out here.
That's right.
They will absolutely do that.
Yeah, we'll be back with more on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
Thanks, Stacey.
You're welcome.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Good morning. Hope you're well on this Saturday. What's going to be our best spring day? This is going to be it. We are at, along with my friend Chris Poston, the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. You might know it as Bergner's. And thanks to the city, there's a lot of, you know, if you've driven out in this abandoned mall before, Chris Poston, there's a lot of potholes and stuff. A lot of that stuff's been fixed, so you can drive out here. By the way, one of the number one questions Aaron Olson just told me, it's free to get your shot.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people didn't know that, and we've said it, but maybe we didn't say it enough. It's absolutely free to come out.
Absolutely free to come here. And you know, this facility here is perfect for this. They've actually walled off half of the former Bergner store, right? So
yes.
You can't see the rest of the mall. It's not like it's one big open, you know, so thing here. But it's pretty amazing what they've done to this. And it's and I think one of the biggest reasons is because they want to make sure that everybody's socially distanced and you are able to stay away from people pretty
easily.
And you'll
feel that as soon as you walk in the door.
Yeah, you will.
Yep.
But you're right. It's this is a four-day event. It's Your Turn vaccine event. And it's going on today, tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday.
Yep, till 3:30 today. You can see all the info.
Yeah, walk-ins are available. You can walk in today and get your first dose of the Moderna vaccine. And on your way to getting vaccinated, but also helping our community get back to normal.
Yep.
That's really the time. And maybe you've been waiting because you think, well, there's other people that need to get it first. But you know what? The fact is, it is your turn now.
Mm-hmm.
It is your turn now.
18 and up. It's absolutely free. We are at the old Bergner's, the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. And so proud to have from the Knox County Health Department, William Barnes, Director of Behavioral Health at the Knox County Health Department. William, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good to see you. Originally a Springfield boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We were talking about the mental health impact of this. And here we are over a year into this already. And our mental health people, and I've talked to several over the past year, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of the impact that this pandemic has had on people's mental health, especially those suffering from depression and anxiety.
Yes, definitely. There's a few statistics that I wanted to share this morning. And throughout the COVID-19 pandemic and resulting economic crisis, which is also increasing the mental health issues of people, is that about 4 out of 10 adults nationwide have reported symptoms of anxiety and depression just over the past year. And so what we've experienced is an increase of volume of people reporting that they have mental health issues that didn't have mental health issues before.
Okay.
Or they did, but it was hidden. And so now this is something that has triggered them to now reach out and get mental health services.
Yeah. William, I've heard that people who have had mild anxiety, mm-hmm. they've been anxious, you know, before, but have been able to suppress it or hide it, as you said. Mm-hmm. This is just escalated a lot of that, and they're not able to hide it. And in fact, gosh, I remember early on that I'd read this. Someone had there was a shortage of Prozac here in the to be able to get, you know, because there has been an increase of anxiety medication.
Right. You wouldn't think
prescriptions,
that, right?
Right?
Shortage of medications to treat
yeah.
anxiety and depression, but all of a sudden that just happens
yeah.
all of a sudden. And so,
we
yeah,
a shortage
so the pharmacies have been overwhelmed with people going in and getting their prescriptions. Even in the first part of the pandemic, people were going and getting 90-day supplies of their prescriptions because they were afraid that if an economic crisis that happened and we went into a depression, that they wouldn't be able to reach out for services or even get their medications.
Wow.
Do you think William Barnes is with us? He's the director of behavioral health at the Knox County Health Department. William, we've all learned a lot of lessons in the pandemic. Do you think there's been some good lessons in behavioral health, and people have realized things maybe about themselves? Like, well, it's horrible we've had to go through this, but it made me recognize this. How has that come to you guys? Because everything was ramped up when this thing started
right.
for behavioral services.
Yeah.
What did
I
you
think
guys
that
know?
What we've learned and what I think that the United States has learned is that we're very resilient people, and that throughout this process, people have learned to grow together, be stronger together, and unify in doing things that they wouldn't normally do. And so, like, I know throughout the pandemic, there's been a lot of division as far as racial division and things like that throughout the United States. But I think that the pandemic has brought people together and helped them to realize that we are all struggling and that there is hope. And that we need to bond together to reach out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
William Barnes is the director of behavioral health for the Knox County Health Department. I don't necessarily think of the Knox County Health Department as a place to go for my mental health services, but you offer a lot of services for people.
We do. Well, and that's something that a lot of people don't know is that public health isn't really recognized as some place that offers behavioral health services. And public health has also got the reputation for being something for poor social economic
right.
Persons or individuals. And so I think that needs to be something that needs to be put out there, is that we offer other services to people with private insurance and any types of insurance, or people who just they can apply for a income based or like a scale fee of some kind.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that we're all human beings, and I guess our levels of dealing with things are different, and our levels of comfort, if they're different, maybe we don't we deal with them in a different way. But it doesn't matter our income. We've all walking around with this brain in our head, William, and
right.
it sometimes during these tough times can take us on directions we don't want to necessarily go and ramp up everything.
Mm-hmm. You usually get your patients through, a lot of it is through doctor referrals,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but people can come to you. What services do you offer?
We offer dental, we offer medical, and we offer behavioral health services on the center side.
Right.
And then on the department side, they offer WIC. They offer LIHEAP, which is, I think that is something for energy assistance. And
right.
so like WIC is something for women with infant children. They also offer vaccinations. They offer health screenings.
Sure. As far as the behavioral health services, what do you offer folks?
Right now, we're offering counseling services, and we also have an integrated behavioral health nurse practitioner, so she can prescribe medications. She can prescribe psychotropic medications.
And you have in-house counselors.
Yeah, we have in-house counselors also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned that a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that way.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't really think of us as somebody you can, oh, well, I'm going to go get behavioral health services at a health department.
Marriage counseling, children.
Yes, so children with ADHD, marriage counseling. Couples counseling. We also just do individual counseling for people with depression and anxiety mm-hmm. and some other disorders.
Financial counseling at this point?
I'm sure
that kind of flows into other.
Gets into everything that's going on right now in our society. I think people come in and they're unemployed and they're looking
right.
for work, and people are looking on Indeed constantly trying to find a job, or they're losing their jobs because for different reasons.
Yeah. So how do they get in touch with you? How do they take part of the services that you offer?
They can just call. They can call 309-344-2225, and they can reach the call center, and they can just say, hey, I just want to set up an appointment, or I want behavioral health services.
Mm-hmm. And one more question from me. What do you feel is the greatest need in this area as far as behavioral health services?
Right now, like I said before, I see a lot of people with depression and anxiety, and I think that's our primary group, and we serve children also with ADHD and other types of disorders.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest need, it seems to be right now, is that people are just really hurting and that they're struggling financially, and they just don't know what to do. And
yeah.
so I think that we offer plenty of services to kind of help with that. Mm-hmm. And
there is help out there. You don't have to continue to suffer like that. There is help.
Yeah, General Assistance offers help, and I think that we work with other people like Bridgeway for the referral process in case somebody wants to see an actual psychiatrist.
William Barnes is Director of Behavioral Health at Knox County Health Department. And William, how do you you spend a lot of time at work? You got quite a team
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we came in this morning, and actually, this is like my sixth day of work. But
yeah, how during the pandemic, these last 14 months, do you keep each other up in that building every day? Because you're dealing with everybody else's stuff. You got to absorb that. How personally?
Yeah, we build with rapport with each other, and I think that we work as a team, and we're kind of a work family. But also, I think that you know we kind of just have to be supportive emotionally and be there for each other and. You know.
Yeah, just because this is your role and you're in charge of behavioral health doesn't mean you're not going through it too.
No,
right,
and personally. I think we do staff morale things too. Sometimes we'll
that's
do
so
things.
Great. Yeah.
Like just yesterday, we actually did a mental health day where two of the counselors presented on ways or tips for helping with stress management at the workplace.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. William Barnes, Director of Behavioral Health at the Knox County Health Department. Make sure you talk to them. There's lots of services available, and we appreciate your time here and everything you and your team are doing to help this community. And have a great rest of this weekend, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right.
You'll probably see me around. I'll be here on Monday and Tuesday volunteering.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you for everything you're doing,
right.
William. And coming up after our break here, Eric, we've got Dan Harris. He's the president of the board. For the Knox County Health Department to talk to us more here at the It's Your Turn vaccination events going on today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday.
It's absolutely free.
Yeah,
want to let people know
free.
That it's your first Moderna shot, and your second one you'll get 28 days later. Then you'll be all taken care of.
Yeah.
We're at the Old Bergner's till 3:30 today. If you're far away, Galesburg Transit. The next 4 days, it's free to get out here via bus. They'll bring you out here, have a friend bring you out here. We want to let you know it is absolutely free.
Yeah.
Back with our friend Dan Harris coming up on Galesburg Live, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL. It is 7:47 and a beautiful Saturday on our way to about 84 degrees, along with my friend Chris Poston. My name is Eric Hansen from the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. It is a long name. I have to check. The former Bergner's in Galesburg. When you walk in the door, you'd usually see, I think, a Homewares and Pans hanging down, former Bergner's, but not today. It's a well-oiled machine inside, and partly thanks to Dan Harris from the Knox County Board of Health. He's the Knox County Board of Health President. Dan, thanks for being here with us this morning.
It's great to be here. Thank you for being here. This is a really important event. We're very grateful to WGAL for coming out and helping to spread the word.
Absolutely. And when you walk in, Dan, let people know, someone who may be a walk-in today, that you will feel like it's spread out. If you're worried, is it going to be spread out? Are people going to be safe? We are absolutely in here, and it's a great setup.
Yeah, the team has done a really good job of doing a smart layout. So, and I would encourage people to come out. This is the next 4 days. It's all walk-in. We're here from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. today and tomorrow, from 8 to 5. Monday and Tuesday, just come out. You don't need anything. There's no billing. There's no charge for anything. You don't need anything. Just show up, and we can get people in and out of here in less than. I was here a couple of weeks ago when they first opened for my first shot. It took less than 25 minutes from start to finish. I'm looking at the front door right now, and people are just coming in and moving through the process.
If you didn't know, you can walk in, and you got to know this is absolutely free, absolutely free. And we have been saying it, but some people might think, hey, I don't know. That's the other voice is Dan Harris, Knox County Board of Health President. Dan, tell us. You don't have to go through your whole career, but how'd you get where you are now?
Well, I'm a Galesburg guy, born and raised, class of 78 at GHS, graduated from Knox in 82, and then like a lot of people, for better or worse, moved away from Galesburg. Still have friends and family here. My wife and I came back about 6 years ago, I saw this, there's actually every few years an opening on the Board of Health comes up for one reason reason or another. And there was an ad in the paper, and I responded, and I thought this was a good opportunity to give back to the community. I have some expertise in my career with some of the programs that are administered at the health department, like the WIC program and family case management, some maternal child health programs that the department administers. And so I thought it'd be a good chance to give back.
What did you do, Dan?
I got to tell you, that raises a little the hackles on my neck when someone asks me, what did you do, Dan? But if you would have said Daniel Glenn Harris, I would have got really nervous.
Yes. Oh,
I've spent most of my career in state government work in a few different states, administering programs at the state level. So state government and nonprofit work has been most of my career.
So you're a heavy hitter to be the president of the Knox County Health Department.
Maybe, or the figurehead, depending upon how you look at it. You know, it's really the staff that does all the work. Right. You know, Michelle Gabriel and her team do a great job, and I can't give enough credit to that crew.
Dan, I'd like to address something here. There was a lot of hope for this vaccine event that we would be able to get a lot of vaccinations done.
Right.
We're going to fall short of that big number, it seems. Right now, but we were hoping for a lot more. But what do you think is going on? I think there's no matter how you say it's free, it's easy, it's convenient. We'll give you free rides here.
Yeah.
Short of, you know, writing everybody a big check, which the government has done in many ways too.
Right.
There is still so much division when it comes to getting vaccinated. How do we get past all this?
You know, I think you're speaking the truth. You've identified a real dynamic, and I think it's just continuing to do things like we're doing right now, is telling people, look, this is an important thing to get done.
Yeah.
I'm looking at. I mentioned that I got my first shot a couple of weeks ago when we first opened up here.
Right.
And I look at it as a way to help and support the community.
Yeah.
I want. I don't know if things are ever going to be back to normal, quite frankly, but because I don't know what normal was, but I want to go out to eat, you know, I want to sit in a restaurant, I want to hang out wherever, and I think this is a way for us to get back to that, you know, a way for us to come together as a community to help one another, and to get things back on the track.
How do you?
That's the thing. We all have the same goal.
Right.
We want to get back to normal.
Right.
Everybody agrees
on
that.
Right.
But there is such a negative out there, and for many different reasons. Whether it's as far as government conspiracy, they're trying to put a chip in me. They're trying for all these outlandish things. It really does come back down to, let's get back to normal. Let's get back to the things that we
and Dan,
did
I don't
before.
Think we can change those attitudes necessarily. All we can do is, like you said, speak the truth and be positive and do the next right thing by getting the shot.
The other thing I would say is, like, nobody, like, you alluded to my childhood a little bit ago. Nobody likes to get a shot, but you take your medicine, right? You know, and that's what we do.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Somebody said the other day, I interviewed someone, and they said, listen, you got the we got the polio vaccine back in the day.
Right.
This is a lot like that in that we have to get it done to eradicate this thing.
Well, there's no polio and there's no a Spanish flu because we got our vaccine.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, right. You know? Dan Harris is here. He's the Knox County Board of Health president. You didn't sign up for a pandemic, Dan. What did you see your staff and everybody just go into super man and woman mode when
you
this
know
started?
This is it's a part of public health. There's when you the folks that work at the health department that are in positions where they have to respond to this kind of a thing. I can't say that everybody was fully prepared for this, but it's a possibility, and it's in the playbook. Starting, as you mentioned, 100 years ago, this is a pandemic. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we do.
Yeah.
So,
train for things that you never thought you'd have to.
Yeah, this is one of those deals where you hope you never have to implement a plan for something like this, but there is a plan for something like this. Yeah.
But it is pretty unbelievable, and then you say, and it's on my watch.
Right.
So you really have. So how's the board holding up in the midst of all of this?
You know, the board's been great, but I really do have to give credit to the people in the department on the ground that are here today.
Yeah,
you know, along with a lot of volunteers. You know, I want to give a shout out to our partners at United Way and GHOS. Both hospitals are here. St. Mary's and OSF have folks here today helping out. So, again, everybody's pitching in to do their part.
I saw Dr. Candy Sayers here yesterday.
She and I were in the same class.
Oh, you were? I saw her. She was administering the vaccine, too. I see my former physical therapist from OSF is here. So, you're right. I mean, there's so many. It's interesting how, you know, our two hospitals and our healthcare people from all different walks have all come together for this one event here. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really the community's really coming together for this.
What do you feel is one of the biggest challenges that you and the health department face as we start to come out of, well, I don't know if we're going to come out of it, but as we start, things start opening up, people getting more, I guess, I don't even know how to explain it. We're getting more brave. I don't want to say brave, but, you know, what do you feel is the biggest challenge that we face in the next few months?
I think the biggest challenge will be to continue to get people vaccinated because everybody's tired of this. You know, everybody's tired of self-isolating, of having to do what we need to do during the pandemic. And now that the news is out, like, oh, there's a vaccine and things are starting to open up and positivity rates are going down. And so people are starting to think things are better. And they are starting to get better, but that they're not. They're going to get worse unless everybody gets vaccinated. Right?
That's right.
So I think that's the important message.
I just saw that one job.
Yeah, I saw a statistic. I read it the other day that there is a large percentage of people who get their first shot, but they don't come back for the second. Mm-hmm. How are you addressing? How are you and your staff addressing that with folks here?
Yeah, I think it's part of it is that after you get your first shot here, we immediately sign you up for your second shot, so that we get that on your calendar and make sure that everybody's clear and help them get transportation if they need transportation coming back. So that's part of it, and it's really I can't emphasize enough the importance of being fully vaccinated, and letting folks know that you begin to get some of the benefits of the vaccination immediately, but it's really a couple of weeks after the second shot when you're fully vaccinated, as they say. So
that's the voice of Dan Harris, the Knox County Board of Health president, and Chris Poston and Eric Hansen here too on Galesburg Live. Hope you're well on this Saturday morning, guys. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and he said, "Can we have one conversation?" And we came to the conclusion that we can't, that we don't talk about COVID in any way.
But I don't think so.
No. He's like, I don't think we can because this has affected every area of our lives.
Absolutely.
And you can't. And I'm like, I don't think you really can.
Yeah.
Even if you're talking about sports, like, right?
Yeah.
Not yet.
So obviously you have a long-term plan now. You've had this long-term plan, but since this past year has been going on, how far are you looking out for this thing? As the board and the health department in general, how far are you planning down the road here?
Well, you know, the health department, as a matter of course, has a 3 to 5 year strategic plan about ways that we can enhance services to the community. We have in some of our areas, we have excess capacity. I mean, the vast majority of what we do at the health department comes from federal funding. I mean, it's all taxpayer money from one perspective, but it's these are federal grants that fund most of this work, including the work that's happening here today. And so we have capacity to do more dental work, to do more behavioral health work. And so that's ways to expand our services into the community, to bring more partners on board are all part of our longer-term strategic plan.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to say that got put on hold, because that's the other part of this is the health department has continued to provide those core services on top of all the additional work with the pandemic. So it hasn't been as if those things are on hold, but we want to get back to being able to emphasize those preventive kind of services that we can bring to the community.
Yes, sir. Dan Harris, president of the Knox County Health Department Board, and we appreciate everything you're doing and everything your staff and the board and everybody. So thank you for allowing us to be here to help get the word out.
We appreciate you. Thanks, okay. WGIL.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dan. Yeah, we're here until 3 o'clock today. And then through Tuesday, we'll be here free at the Old Bergner's. It is now called the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. Today to get your first Moderna shot, and then 28 days later, you'll get your second. You'll be fully vaccinated. It's Galesburg Live. We're going to have Dr. Santiago from Galesburg Cottage Hospital. And from OSF, Dr. Connolly will be with us in hour two of Galesburg Live from the Old Bergners, the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. Chris Poston and all our friends out here. Walk-ins are welcome. Absolutely free. We'll see you here in a bit to get your first Moderna vaccination.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Along with my friend Chris Poston at the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center, the former Bergners in Galesburg. And absolutely free to get your first Moderna shot here until 3 o'clock today. Back tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday also, Chris, for this four-day event. 18 and up, absolutely free. Get your first Moderna shot.
It's your turn. Because you may have been waiting to get the vaccination, saying, well, there's other people that need to be on the list, and then we need to take care of them first. Well, now it's your turn.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard people say that. Yeah, I'll get it when it's my turn. Well, it's your turn, and these four days have been carved out for you to come in and get it. It's absolutely free. And it's easy, convenient. They have got things set, and very safe, too. They have set this up in a way that we're very socially distanced.
It's kind of like a track. As soon as you walk in the door, you're wondering, oh, is it going to be, are there going to be people around me? If you're worried about that, there's not. It's set up really nice.
So it's our special kind of on-the-road Galesburg Live. For today, and so Eric and I are kind of co-hosting this thing today, and last hour I shared why I got vaccinated, and I thought I'd do that again because I'd love to hear that story from people. People have their own reasons why they got vaccinated. I got vaccinated because my wife works in healthcare, and she works with senior citizens, and she felt that it was important that she protects them. So I wanted to make sure that I'm protecting her. Also, my grandmother is 91 years old, and she lives independently on the farm out in the country, and she doesn't drive anymore, but yet I'm her only kind of lifeline to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So I make sure she gets her prescription medications, and I bring her groceries, and she loves Honey Nut Cheerios, and I bring the big giant box. So I'm her link to the outside world, and I wanted to make sure that she was protected.
Yeah.
So that's why I got vaccinated. And so many people, we're talking off mic.
Everybody's got their own reasons, right?
Everybody's got their reasons.
There's a concert in September I want to go to, and if they ask me for my vax pass, I want to have it with me.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, Eric.
That's the reason,
yeah,
right?
So, Eric, one of the reasons you got vaccinated was so we could have concerts again, right?
Absolutely. That's an honest answer. I haven't had to deal with a senior or a child in college or school or any of those things like that. But I've had my time where I've bad times during the pandemic also. One of the things, just gathering, folks getting back together. And we can all do that again when we all get vaccinated.
That's right. And it's going on these 4 days, today, tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. Go to galesburg.info, keyword vaccine. You can get all of the information. You can even set an appointment to where you don't have to wait. Just set it there online, answer a few questions, pick your date and time, and then you just come on out, and they make it very, very easy to get this done. It is your turn right now, and the more people who get vaccinated, the better the chance that we have to get back to normal.
And you can walk in, too. And if you're clear across town, if you're on Pine Street, if you're on McMaster's, if you're on South Street, wherever you're at in town, if you're like, well, the mall's far away and I don't have a car or I don't drive anymore, Galesburg Transit for the next 4 days is taking care of all that. It's convenient to get you out here. And they filled a lot of the potholes and the black holes out here, too.
That's right.
They've been filled up, so the driving's a little easier.
Coming up here on Galesburg Live, we've got a very special guest from OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center. Dr. Connolly will be joining us to talk about the impact of the pandemic and why you should get vaccinated. It's all coming up when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
It's free, just like your first dose of Moderna. First vaccination, absolutely. The second one's free, too. It's all free. And until 3 o'clock today, out here at the Old Bergners, it's the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. And through Tuesday, it is your turn. You asked me why I got it, Chris?
Yeah.
It's your turn, right?
It's my turn.
Your turn. 18 and up. And we're going to find out how well the pandemic has been on a family practice. Dr. Anna Vay Conley is here, formerly of Chicago area, born and raised in the suburbs, you said up there?
Yeah.
And been here for how long with your family?
About 9 years now. Can't believe it. Time has flown by.
Yeah.
Came here with 3 kids, and now I've got 6 kids. So it's a busy time living here with our family. So
and came here to raise a family just to turn the noise down a little bit. So a small Midwestern town.
Enjoy the lack of traffic other than a train here and there.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Dr. Conley is with OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. She's at the Galesburg Family Practice Building out the front of the hospital there. And we wanted to talk about right off the bat. Your thoughts on the importance of getting the vaccine. Here we are in this, they called it a mass vaccination event. We call it It's Your Turn event. Why is it important to take your turn?
It is so important because of how much COVID impacts everyone in the world, really. You can see how much it's affected every country and even the United States with how many resources we have. And really with it, it was so exciting to see so many people come together to create this vaccine. So I know there's a lot of fear there with how quickly it was produced. But when you get this large of a group together and how many smart people, how many resources, financial support, that's where it was so impressive to see this come through.
And Anna Vay, can I ask you, your non-doctor friends who ask you that, like, look, one of my issues is that it's too fast. Explain that to me. And how do you explain it to them?
And yes, I've gotten that question. My friends, my family, my dad, you know. And
look, it's all and I'm worried about. Explain it to me,
exactly.
Anna Vay.
Yeah. And it is something that you see the history of vaccines. Oh, it takes years to get a vaccine out there. And really then what I say is well, this was all hands on deck. All across the world, the smartest brains coming together to do the research.
Truly.
And not only that, you know, vaccines isn't a big money maker. And so to get the financial backing on some things, just like antibiotics, vaccines, it can be tough. So they want to take it slow so they don't lose a lot of money doing it. This was one of those where it was like, here's money, get this going.
There was red tape slowdown on this.
Yeah, they followed the process just like it should be, but they didn't have to do every little step, I guess, slowly in the sense of financially to make sure they weren't wasting money.
Yeah.
So
maybe they kicked out a lot of the bureaucracy and the red tape that comes into this, the nonsense. And they said, we got to make this happen. It says a lot for humanity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We can get stuff done.
Right. When we all come together, work together.
Dr. Conley is from OSF Healthcare St.
Mary. I already knew that, but she put me at ease just by telling me.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's nice to talk to smart people.
Yes.
That's right. And we want to talk about people. There is a lot of division when it comes to this vaccine, and people are worried about reactions.
Yeah.
What have you seen?
So I have had many patients getting their vaccines and doing really well. And it's been so great to see them coming in vaccinated. And really the most common things are a little achiness, the arm. I've had so many patients say, wow, my arm almost didn't even hurt. I was so surprised. The more things that I've seen maybe is 2 days of feeling kind of run down, a little tired, but they're like, hey, I'll take that over months of lingering COVID symptoms.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah. And let's talk about pregnant women, because you also do OB as well.
Yeah.
That's
and
a tough question.
I treat, I take care of pregnant women and really want to encourage any woman that's considering getting pregnant, it is safe to do. And because I have seen pregnant women getting very ill, they are in the high-risk category with COVID. We've had them in the ICU because of they're supporting a whole nother being.
Right.
So to get that vaccine to help protect them as well as their baby and potentially pass immunity to baby as well.
That's right. So pregnant women should get the vaccine.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I did, I had talked to a doctor a few months ago. They said one of the reasons was because COVID is a respiratory disease, and it the baby is pressing up on your on your lungs, and
just naturally when you're pregnant you have less space. I mean, you're growing a whole being, it pushes everything out of the way, it pushes up into the lungs, so naturally you're a little even more short of breath getting pregnant.
Gosh.
and as you go farther along, so it does increase your risk for that more severe illness.
That's right. Dr. Conley is from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center, and even if you've had COVID, you should get the vaccine.
Yes, absolutely. So there's a different approach with the vaccine for your immune system's response. And so even if you've had COVID, after you've completed recovering from it, that your symptoms have improved, resolved, you're out of that acute 2 weeks infective stage, you should go out and get your COVID vaccine to continue improving that protection that you have.
That's right. We're talking about the seriousness of this. I've heard, you know, I've seen people on Facebook and social media and just in conversation in general. You know what? I've seen, you know, a buddy of mine had the lost his sense of smell. It really wasn't that big of a deal. So I don't know. I think this is all a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, and I've seen the full spectrum. So I have had patients where they've had just a little sniffles, lost the sense of smell, and they do very well. And thankfully, they did very well. But then I've had many that didn't do so well, that have passed away at this point, ended up 3 weeks on a vent. And then the thing also is that it's unpredictable. So I've had elderly yes. that have had minimal symptoms. I'm like, wow, how are you 91 and had the sniffles? But then I have a 45-year-old gentleman
yeah.
that ends up in the ICU that I didn't expect and even has passed away.
Or
so
have,
it's are you willing to take that risk when you've got a vaccine out there that can protect you from that risk?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you for sharing that, because yeah. I think that's an important message that people just need to hear. We see so much on social media, and we tend to start to believe some of this conspiracy nonsense, but it really comes back down to this is serious.
Yeah, and it's and not only in the acute stage of the illness and the level of extreme ICU and being on a vent, it's also the long-term symptoms. We call them kind of the long haulers, where they get over that acute phase over a couple weeks, but then they have ongoing brain fog, headaches, feeling they have permanent lung damage. And this is in the younger population as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're from Chicago. Your practice is here now.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the bigger cities, the loss of life has been massive in the stress. Mm-hmm. How has the stress been with your practice and in that building, and how do you guys deal with it on the because we do look at you guys as superheroes, but you know, you guys take hits too.
It has been stressful. It is. Every day, the interaction with our patients, we're there to serve, to help them feel better, to be there for them. But through all of this, with having to mask, with having to use face shields, it does create somewhat of a barrier that we've had to work through, because it's a different thing that we're doing in the outpatient world and seeing patients every day. And so that is one thing that I've noticed. When we started to get vaccinated back the end of December, beginning of January, you could see the relief in the eyes of the healthcare workers. And so, and even myself, it was like, wow, I didn't realize how much of a lift it would be to get vaccinated. Even to have my husband get vaccinated, my 16-year-old to get vaccinated. And I wouldn't give something or support or recommend something to my patient that I wouldn't give to my own family.
Right.
So that's, you know, it's been interesting to see that transition in our teams, and then to see our patients getting vaccinated. And it's just like all over positive
you really,
thing.
The light you start
yeah.
seeing. It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here
Good.
We are
Good.
Sitting that now the three of us are, mm-hmm. we're distanced. We have a bit of space between us, but we're not wearing masks right
yeah.
now. And all three of us have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping to get to.
Trying to get back to that.
Yeah,
that we get a couple more players in here who are vaccinated. We can have a card game.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we can do it without our masks.
Exactly.
We're slowly getting back to that. That's great.
Yeah.
Dr. Connolly is from OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center, Galesburg Family Practice. And you are seeing the hospitals filling with young people now.
Yeah.
It's, at this time.
I was just speaking with one of our critical care docs, and the big concern, and they've been really trying to make sure we're getting it out there, that they're not seeing the elderly as much anymore because they're vaccinated.
Yes.
Now we're seeing the under 65 population that doesn't have all the risk factors we think of, and that are ending up in the hospital, in the ICU, and just really encouraging now that the vaccine is widely available to get out there and get it so that we can offload and just support our patients and help them stay healthy.
Yeah. So you are seeing more young people in the yes. hospital who have not been vaccinated.
Right. It's the people in the hospital are under 65 and not vaccinated. We haven't seen anyone that's vaccinated. So that's the perk with also is even, you know, the vaccine, Moderna, Pfizer, it's around 95% effective. Even if you get COVID, you don't get the severe illness. You don't end up right. in the hospital. So it ends up being upper respiratory, just like our usual stuff, not your severe hospitalizing illness.
That was going to be my next question. So even if I am vaccinated, I still need to protect myself right now, don't I? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we should be still masking up and hand washing and all that.
Yeah, still doing proper precautions at this point, because we're still, of course, investigating, and everyone's coming together to continue to pull the research and seeing where this is going.
And where masks are required, you should still wear your mask, even if.
Right,
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've also thought that maybe we should tell people you should not wear a mask. You are not allowed to wear a mask. Oh, yeah, nobody's going to tell me not to wear a mask. My gosh, yeah. I'm going to wear my mask when I want.
That's what I do with my four-year-old. You yeah. tell them the opposite, and they'll run and do it.
There you go. Dr.
Conley, you guys are on to something.
Thank you so much for everything that you and your team is doing. And you're right there in the front lines, and we sure appreciate it. And hopefully we're going to start to get back to normal, especially with events like this. And we appreciate you being here with us to talk to us on Galesburg Live.
It's great to see everyone here.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
That's Dr. Anna Vey. Conley with the OSF and Dr. Santiago from College Hospital is going to stop by just a little bit, Chris.
We're here at the four-day It's Your Turn vaccine event at the former Bergner's building. Walk-ins are welcome. You can get more information and set an appointment at galesburg.info, keyword vaccine. Eric Hansen, I'm Chris Poston. We'll have more from the It's Your Turn vaccine event with Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400
free.
AM WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Live from the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center, the former Bergner's in Galesburg. This is where, for free, you get your first Moderna shot, and then 28 days later, get your other shot, and you'll be fully vaccinated, along with Chris Poston. I'm Eric Hansen, and our friend Michelle Gabriel is here also from the Knox County Health Department Administrator. And the event is going great so far. For 4 days, Michelle, we're going to be out here.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's turned out really great. I'm happy for all of our partners who put so much work into it. It's nice that it's turned out and people are coming in.
You were kind of just sitting back proudly looking at everybody like, this is going pretty well.
I was. It's not even my shift to work. I came in because I'm nosy. I wanted to see how things were going, and it's going really well.
Yeah. What I think is amazing, Michelle, is all of the different healthcare professionals from different areas in our community have all come together to volunteer their services here for this event.
They have really, you know, Unified Command has stepped up and been in place for, you know, weeks, you know, far over 52 weeks in a year. But then even for this event, you know, GHOS is out here, OSF and St. Mary Medical Center and Cottage Hospital have both offered staff as well as our staff. I have countless staff here. And then, of course, United Way is out here. They organize the staffing for us. It's just the list is endless. I can't thank everybody enough.
That's right. Walk-ins are, we're encouraging people just to walk in
yes.
today.
Yes, you can walk in, and it costs you nothing. I'm hearing that that may be one of the barriers is that some individuals may still feel like there is a cost to them. Because,
Michelle, we keep saying the F word on the air, too.
Free.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to have anything. Just walk in and we'll take care of you. And then, as you said, 28 days later, you come back for your second and you're good to go.
Michelle, how is this possible to keep it free? For maybe you could share with folks how this is federal funding and is this a...
Yeah, it's through a combination of federal funding and grants that the health department is getting through... that's state money that's passed down through the federal government.
Sure.
And the Knox County Health Department generally has stepped up historically and done things like this for free over time. When H1N1 and the vaccine came out, we did not charge a fee for that. So when I took it to my board, it was kind of a no-brainer. They're like, no, we're just doing it. It's what we do for the community. It's why we're here.
That's right. We had Dan Harris on last hour, and he said a lot of the same things in that there's a plan. This is, even though this is such a unique situation, there's a plan for this.
There is. There's a plan. We have staff that are emergency preparedness staff, and we plan for this. And the one thing about a public health emergency is it does go on for quite some time, as everybody is learning. So we plan, and we plan in advance, and you hope that it never happens. But when it does, you step up and you do what you need to do.
That's what we asked Will that earlier, and he said, well, we we were definitely trained for this.
Yeah.
Never thought we'd have to put that into place. So, yeah, when because they look so calm there at the Knox County Health Department, Michelle and all her gang.
Yeah. She's the administrator of the Knox County Health Department, yeah. Michelle Gabriel. Thank you so much for having WGIL here.
We're happy you're here. It just makes it so much more, it brings more energy to the event. So we appreciate you being out here.
Well, thank you so much, and to all your volunteers. We appreciate your everything you do for our community.
Well, thank you. It's really my staff. So.
Yeah, right. Well, coming up, we have a special guest from Cottage Hospital, Dr. Santiago, and we'll talk with him about the impact of COVID.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
From the It's Your Turn vaccine event going on at the former Bergner's Building here in Galesburg. Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
840 Galesburg Live, Hour 2. Galesburg Live on the road. Chris, I don't mind going on the road for Galesburg Live. I don't mind this at all, really.
That's right. And,
the studio.
Certainly, it's a special event here today. The four-day It's Your Turn vaccine event. Anyone 18 or older can get the first shot of the Moderna vaccine for free. All you have to do is walk in, and they can get you set up. It's in the former Bergner's Building here in Galesburg.
Now called the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. Yeah. It's a long name.
It's a long pretty name. Amazing like what that. They've done
it's
with
impressive.
It. The thing that I think is amazing, and I mentioned this to Michelle Gabriel, that all of the different healthcare professionals that have come together in our community to make this happen, and we have one of those with us right now.
Family practice, Dr. Santiago from Cottage Hospital. How are you, sir?
Good. It's a beautiful day. Nice, sunny spring day. Nice and cool. It's a day of hope, day of renewal to get everybody vaccinated in hopes of getting in front of this virus and stopping it.
I love it. I love hope and renewal. That's such a great attitude about this because there is a lot of division about it, Doctor.
Yeah, there is. And I think we can get by that.
But is that, I mean, that's a great attitude, but you don't always, of course, you're a doctor, you're Superman to me.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't always have that. What do you do when you in this pandemic as a doctor? There's been times when it's got to you, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We've seen some serious cases, increased cases recently. And you brought up the fact that this is for 18 and over primarily because we've seen a decrease incidence in the older population. So we're really trying to work on trying to get that younger population because we're seeing the younger population become infected.
Yes.
So this is a great idea. And I really think this is the plan to move forward and really try to get this vaccination program going and trying to prevent, protect, and persevere with the mitigation guidelines that are out there.
That's right. Doctor, people trust our healthcare professionals. And can you tell us about a conversation that you've had with someone who was against getting the vaccine, but you're able to get them to see the light? Have you had that happen?
Who trusts you and love to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, those are tough cases. I usually let them decide on what they wanted to. And there are cases, most of the time I'll ask the patient, hey, are you going to get the vaccine or have you decided or still thinking about it? A lot of them are saying, well, I'm not sure which one to get, the Pfizer, Moderna, or others will say, I want the one-shot deal, Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
There are some that will say, well, if you can't tell me what's in it, I'm not going to get it. So I'll sit down with them, counsel them in regards to the safety of the vaccine, how the technology has been built to create such a vaccine vehicle to immunize everyone. So, and usually they're pretty open to it. And it's like, okay, I'll think I'll get that. Let me schedule an appointment.
Dr. Santiago is from Galesburg Cottage Hospital. And are you from this area?
Originally from Chicago.
Okay. Yeah.
Went to school in Bloomington. I was trying to get up here to Galesburg. I really like Galesburg, the railroad town. So moved around, got redirected to Monmouth, and then Aledo, and then the Quad Cities, and back here, and it feels so good to be here.
Yeah, right. I had my grandmother is somebody along the line told her that she was allergic to the flu vaccine, and she said because of the eggs. Somebody had told her there was eggs, but she has scrambled eggs, so I don't, this just doesn't hold water to me. But I bring that up because some people are, you know, they think that they're, if they're allergic to one vaccine, that they're going to be allergic to this.
Well, I think that's a really good point, because people who feel they've had a bad reaction, they felt like they got sick or they had more intense side effects from a particular vaccine, like the flu vaccine, that they may get the same or more serious side effect from the coronavirus vaccine. But that hasn't really shown to be true. But in, given that history, we still want them to have the vaccine in a place like this or a doctor's office to watch them and closely. So I wouldn't be afraid to discuss that with your provider.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
First shot today, Moderna, and then 28 days later, you have yours. And then that 2-week kind of wait period there after that. And then we can get together. We can invite 4 couples over, Dr. Santiago, who are also vaccinated.
I brought the cards to play here. We're sitting here without masks.
We brought that up
earlier. I heard you guys with Dr. Connolly. I was like, man, that's it, right?
These are the things we can do. Yeah. Well, we can get back to
A sense of normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And feeling more secure, because I think that's what really moves people, is that idea of security. So I can go somewhere, I won't get the virus and become ill.
Yeah. How are you and your team doing at Cottage Hospital?
We're doing very well. We've seen a decrease in the administration of vaccines recently, so we're really trying to rev that up with events like today. I think we can move forward. But we've administered, I think, about 7,000 vaccine doses. We've been having weekly walk-in clinics, and we'll see him at events like this as well.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Dr. Santiago, how do you do it? Well, you've got staff members, and they're all human beings too, and you are too.
Right.
Because the pandemic and COVID has affected all their lives differently.
Right.
How do you keep your staff up when...
I really admire my staff with the courage they have to come in every day and be part of the battle against this virus. It's essentially a war. A lot of the healthcare providers went with that first wave, like in Normandy, to get that first vaccination in December, and then the next providers and candidates for the vaccine in January. So it's really impressive. I'm really happy to see the amount of work we've done and the progress we've made.
Yeah.
Do you sense a little bit more hope from your staff now that more people are getting vaccinated? Do you feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel for this?
Oh, definitely. You see a difference in their persona. They feel like maybe July will be that month where we can move out of the house without the mask. So I see that. There's definitely a difference. So I think with the current program, the current vaccination program, the idea that I'd like to share with the public is, if you get vaccinated, you can, on an individual level, prevent infection, protect somebody else, and on a community level, prevent a widespread infection as well as an inundation of the hospital or healthcare system. Yeah. Then this also moves to the state and national level, and as well as Dr. Connolly had said, the global level, because if we can prevent a variant from forming that's resistant to our vaccine, we've done a lot. We can prevent that from spreading globally.
Yeah. I have one more question about anxiety and depression. Have you seen an increase of your patients? Right. You just sense that coming to you saying, I can't sleep, or I feel I'm anxious all the time. Are you seeing that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. During this past year, we've seen a significant increase in anxiety disorder with a loss of jobs, the idea that I might get COVID, and sometimes COVID again.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of that.
I heard it called humans are not meant to have, we have the fight or flight response.
Yeah.
But this whole year, it's like everybody's been at that fight or flight level all the time, and we're not meant to have that much stress, thinking that we're going to die all the time.
Yeah, that's the level of anxiety has increased, and when you have anxiety for a certain period of time, that often changes into depression. So we've had to treat a lot of patients with anxiety and depression because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but for everybody that comes to you and says, I'm struggling with this, doctor, How many people won't say a thing to you? How many of your patients, you know, so do
it's
you,
hard
do you
to have to? It's hard to say, but I think there's a significant portion of the clinic population that have anxiety that aren't ready to say something. Usually they'll present with different types of symptoms. Then when you investigate further, you find out, well, it looks yeah. like you have this anxiety as well as depressive type of symptoms we'll have to address.
Yeah. You got to think that if anybody's on the fence, though, you know, I got it. My wife was a little... She had different thoughts on the vaccine, but then I got it, and then she got it, and we're influencing our other family members, and when we're getting together with them, how do you feel? How did you feel about it? And maybe I think those conversations are helping get people vaccinated that didn't know what they were going to do before.
Yeah, when in your life have you ever felt that you could make a difference of this magnitude
as an
individual to get a vaccine that would not only protect yourself, but prevent widespread infection in your community as well as affect the global population? For example, if I was not vaccinated and I got the virus and it mutated within me and then left my body and found another host that was unvaccinated, it could spread rapidly, and that person traveled throughout the world, and then you know in some of the developing countries that can be decimating as it is right now in India and Brazil.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what a great way to put that. How never have we ever had an opportunity to affect the rest of the world right now in this decision that you make now to get your vaccine.
Exactly. So on an individual basis, community basis, national and global.
Yeah. Dr. Julio Santiago from Galesburg Cottage Hospital, we sure appreciate you and everything you and your team are doing.
Thank you for giving me the time to speak.
We certainly appreciate it. Yes, thank you.
We sent him down to the radio station instead of out to Bergner's.
That's right.
He went there. So thanks for taking the long way around.
We sure appreciate it.
Have a cup of coffee.
Thank you,
doctor. We want you to be able to finish your coffee. Yeah,
we really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Will Hayes. He is the administrator for the Knox County Health Department as we wrap up our time on Galesburg Live as part of the It's Your Turn vaccine event at the former Bergner's building here in Galesburg. It's absolutely free to walk in today. Details are at galesburg.info. Keyword vaccine. More with Eric Hansen, Chris Poston on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Eric Hansen along with Chris Poston, Galesburg Live, Hour 1 from the Knox County Unified Command Vaccine Center. Your free Moderna, first Moderna shot, and then 28 days later you'll get your second vaccine. And part of the gang heading that up, Will Hayes with the Knox County Health Department. Will, it's good to see you this morning. This thing's going pretty well.
So far, really smooth, going great. Hopefully, we're going to get a lot of walk-ins today. We really want to see people take 30 minutes out of their time and come get their vaccine.
We can say the F word, by the way, Will. It's free.
It is definitely free.
Yes.
And your second shot will be free, too. And if you need public transportation, you know, the bus will bring you right out here. So we're trying to eliminate all the barriers we can to get individuals out here to get their vaccine. If you live in Illinois, if you work in Illinois, come see us today and get your vaccine.
Yeah, that's another part of this, too. You don't have to be from Knox County to take part in this event for this weekend.
Yeah, right? You can get vaccinated a lot of places, Will.
You can. You really can. You know, I think the thing we want to stress people is we're going to be as quick as possible for everybody here.
Yeah.
30 minutes and you can be done. I know it's a beautiful day outside. Trust me, everyone in here would love to have this outdoors. But, you know, take 30 minutes of your time. Come get your vaccine. Get it done. Be out. Able to go do what you want to do the rest of the day.
Now, the initial, when you were putting this event together, you were hoping for a pretty good chunk of people to get vaccinated, which would have meant a pretty big percentage of just even Knox County in general.
We have a large quantity of vaccine we can provide.
Yes.
You know, the nice thing, we do keep it frozen, so we're not going to waste any this weekend.
Yes.
But we do have a large quantity of vaccine. We could take anybody who wants to come here.
That's what I was about to say. Don't worry about coming here and then turning you away because they do have enough to make it happen.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And then through Tuesday, absolutely free. And you can make an appointment, but walk-ins too, and you'll get through pretty quickly. And the setup is nicely here. Everybody's spread out. It's kind of set up in a nice a track formation, Will.
Yeah, so the individuals who put the clinic together, you know, we use this building for all of our clinics. They have a great layout. It's very smooth flowing. You come in on one side of the one doors, you flow all the way around. Make your second dose appointment, leave through the same set of doors so you're right near where you're parked at. It's relatively short walking for anyone. You just park right in front of the Bergner's building on the south side, come in those doors, and right there's registration and check-in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, going on through Tuesday, walk-ins, it's absolutely free. The thing that I found was impressive, you've got so many volunteers from different health care places here in the area. From I saw Dr. Candy Sayers here yesterday administering vaccines. You've got doctors from both hospitals and United Way. How many volunteers does it take to put this on, Will?
So even our regular clinics, we have volunteers that come through the health department.
Yes.
The volunteer outcry has been awesome, and we're always taking more volunteers. So if you are interested in volunteering, you can contact with the health department. But, you know, yeah, we have retired dentists who help, and we have nurses who are on their days off or coming in. You know, today we have Cottage, we have OSF, we have GHOS, the Morning the Rotary Club, the Lions Club. Many other groups have put volunteers together. The United Way is helping coordinate all is coordinating all those volunteers for us. The health department is here with their staff. So there are just tons of people here volunteering their time and helping out. The radio station, you know, you guys are here helping us promote it. It's just an awesome thing to see the community come together like this.
And that's really what this is all about. We have to come together to end this thing, don't we, Will?
We do. If we want our lives to become normal or even come close to normal, we're going to need to get more people vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of friends of mine who I've talked to who are like, oh, well, I want life back to normal. Well, then go get your vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, that is how it's going to change things. People have to get vaccinated. That's how things are going to continue to open up. That's how we're going to get more and more back to a normal life. You don't have to like the idea, but it is the reality of what's happening right now.
I was going to ask you, Will, you're a little closer to it with the health department. You knew you were going to get yours and you were going to get it faster. How'd you feel, not physically, after you got your second one, just as a human being on the planet?
So, you know, I early on, I won't deny, I was like other people, kind of was along the little Hemi Haas side, the AU and everything else. And then I did my research, and I'm kind of lucky as I work in the public health side, so I can do a little more research. When it was time for me to get mine, I felt very confident about going ahead and getting it.
Yeah.
You know, I have an 18-year-old daughter. We had a long conversation. She chose to get it. And that was her choice. But she looked at all the stuff. We talked. We worked through things. And then afterwards, you know, when I got mine, and I got mine relatively early because I was part of people doing clinics.
Sure.
I kind of was a sense of like, okay, I've done my part to get the vaccine.
Yes.
I'm still doing my part, and I think there's a lot of others who are doing their part who have been vaccinated just to help out. But the getting the vaccine part was like, okay, I've done what I can do to help us return to normal.
Will Hayes, Assistant Public Health Administrator for the Knox County Health Department, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having us. Thanks for being out here.
Our final guest here on the show. We're getting ready to wrap things up here, Eric, and with quick information about the rest of the weekend, go to galesburg.info, keyword vaccine. You can set an appointment, but really, if you walk in, they're going to make sure and take care of you very easily.
I'd say all you need is your ID, your driver's license, have that, and then, and wear your mask inside and come in and get first shot. And you're so close. You're 28 days from your second one. And you're done, right? You're all vaccinated?
That's right. The more poor... Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The more people who get vaccinated, the closer we get to normal. That's all for us. For Galesburg Live, Eric Hansen, Chris Poston. And have a great rest of your weekend. It's your turn. Vaccine event at the former Bergner's building here in Galesburg on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.